Sounds right.
So I'm driving around my two teenage daughters, who are ages 16 and 18, and of course, the age-old war of who controls the stereo begins. Being the fantastic father that I am, I let them take control. They immediately turn the stereo to Sirius Hits 1 on Sirius XM, and I immediately regret my decision of letting them have control of the music. Every single song sounded the same. The same predictable beat, with an audio-tuned artist singing. I guess if they're using audio-tune, is it really singing? Of course, I proceeded to lecture my kids for the millionth time about how much better the music was in the 80s versus the crap that they listen to today. Don't all parents do that? I'm somewhat lucky because my kids will listen to my music every once in a while and generally won't complain. It got me thinking, though, about comparing the music and entertainment of today versus the music and entertainment of the 80s. So that will be the crux of what this podcast is about, as I look to compare the Billboard charts of today versus that of 40 years ago. I'll also look at the movie box office charts of each and talk about them. I may talk about TV as well. We will just have to see what happens. Being upfront with you, 1984 is my favorite year for music and entertainment. My wife will sometimes say I'm stuck in 1984. At this time, 40 years ago, I was an 11-year-old being raised in Phoenix, Arizona. My parents had recently advised my brother and I that they were getting a divorce, and maybe that is why I buried myself in entertainment like music, movies, TV, and sports of the time. Of course, I was distraught about my parents getting divorced, but I don't remember being absolutely miserable. I loved the school I was going to. I had a ton of friends, was playing sports, and my dad was around a lot more than he used to be because his job had changed. In fact, as my parents were splitting, I decided I was going to stay with my dad. My brother, on the other hand, would live with my mom. More on that some other time. So I have a special affinity for the year of 1984. In the music of 1984, as great as I remember it, in researching for my first podcast, I listened to Casey Kasem's year-end countdown of hits from 1984. The top 10 consisted of songs from Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson, Prince, Van Halen, Tina Turner, Phil Collins, Kenny Loggins, Culture Club, Lionel Richie, Yes, and Stevie Wonder. What a list. This list doesn't even include Madonna, who finished the year at number one with Like a Virgin, but that song was held for the 1985 chart. I guess my belief for 1984 being the greatest year for music has some validity to it after reviewing that list. I'm not sure what the artists of today like Taylor Swift, sorry all you Swifties, my daughter is one, SZA, or The Weeknd can stack up to the artists of 1984. How about movies? Top 10 movies of 1984 included Ghostbusters, Beverly Hills Cop, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, Gremlins, The Karate Kid, Police Academy, Footloose, Star Trek III, Terms of Endearment, and Romancing the Stone. Again, I'm not sure the blockbusters of Barbie or Super Mario Brothers can compare to that. So moving forward weekly, we will look at the charts of 1984 and compare them against what is hot right now. I might share some stories about the music and movies and my feelings on them, and we will just see where things go. The podcast will probably be more for the Gen Xers, and we may piss off some Gen Zers along the way. I hope you will join me and share some stories along the way as we go through this adventure.